السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. مقاصد means the purpose, the prime reason. The coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's maqsad, maqasid. Why he came, what he wanted to give. So on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid, and on one side he finds people engaged in the dhikr of Almighty Allah, and in the other side he finds people learning and teaching. He sits with the gathering, learning and teaching, and he says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, that I was sent as a teacher. I was sent as a teacher. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمِ. Right at the beginning, Imam Bukhari rahimullah brings that if you want to learn, you can't learn unless, or you cannot get knowledge unless you learn. الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمِ. So today we came, there was a Hifz Jalsa. We spoke about how girls are memorizing Quran, boys memorizing Quran. But whenever you ask, like, how the person memorizes, they say, there's a teacher, then there's a student. There's a Jalsa, the person looks, the girl, the boy, the father, the mother. And then you get desirous, I wish my child, the child says, I wish I. So one is an intention, because without intention you're going nowhere. Without intention, you're going nowhere. But after the intention, then the child understands, for me to get hifz of Quran, for me to become an alim, I can't sit at home and wait, hope it's going to work. And many people said, I look at the mirror, I learn my own sabak, I read through the mirror. Many of them said, I'll start, it starts, you work the first week very well. Many friends we found the Quran is weak. Every time we meet them, we say, I'm starting my door again. And that first quarter para of Surah Baqarah is always the easiest. That one is the easiest. Next year you meet him, he's getting his first quarter para right. Never went past. You say, you don't go to a teacher. He says, no. I try at home. He says, I'm going to work. You need a teacher. Al-ilmu bit-ta'amu. And alhamdulillah, madaris has been established. Everywhere there's a madrasa. Everyone is a teacher. And because of it, ilm has now spread in the world. Ilm is present. To a great extent, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that it is only the person of knowledge who can truly fear Allah. It is only the people of knowledge who can truly fear Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Al-Thani rahimahullah explains this verse. He says, don't ever make a mistake of translation and translate it as, it is only the ulama that truly fear Allah. He says, that translation is not right. He says, it is only the ulama who can truly fear Allah. What's the difference between the two? One is example, you said, La salata illa bitahur. There's no salah unless you pure. It doesn't mean if you made wuzu, salah to bless. It means after making wuzu, you can have a hope for salah. Without wuzu, no hope. Without knowledge, there's no hope of hearing Allah. Because you don't know how. But after knowledge, there's no condition, there's no guarantee you do fear Allah. It is only the ulama who can truly fear Allah. But because we got that can now, it means that there's another step also. That it doesn't end with ilm. Remember, ilm, I'm not speaking of a darul ulum ilm. Ilm is for everyone, to whatever level. I mean, the business, I need to know what my Allah wants in my business. That ilm. Because without knowledge, I cannot fear Allah. But now that I learn, does it mean I fear Allah? Now I can fear Allah, but I have to make one more step. One more step. What is that step called? So the second, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say this word, sometimes he would say, innama bu'istu mu'allima. I have been sent as a teacher. And he opened up that entire branch, al-ilmu bit-ta'allum, to learn, you need to be at someone's feet. Then sometimes he would say, innama bu'istu li-utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I was sent to bring about the perfection of noble character. I was sent to bring about the perfection of noble character. What this meant is, just like how knowledge needed ta'allum, noble character also needed takhalluq. What verses were read in Quran was when Luqman alayhi salam is saying to his son, oh my beloved son, have this character, have this character, have this character. How the child in a jalsa said, I wish I can become a hafiz. Allah Tabarakala wanted me and you also, as a young person, old person, man and woman, to say, I wish I can have noble character. Because without intention, nothing happens. Without intention, nothing happens. Just like how knowledge doesn't just come. It first needs an intention. Noble character, no one is born with it. If we were born with it, natural, then one won't get reward and one won't be punished. How knowledge needed ta'allum to learn it. Akhlaq needed takhalluq to work on it. It's not normal, it's not natural. It needed an entire branch. It needed a teacher, it needed a student, it needed a practice ground. It needed a person staying with somebody else who got akhlaq. A murid stays with the sheikh. A student stayed with the teacher. People would go out in tabligh, stay with the elders. Say, what did you learn? Say, I learned his character. I learned character. He said, a believer is a mirror for a believer. Meaning, put yourself in front of a better believer. See what he got and why I don't have it. Put yourself in front of a man who doesn't look nice. Everyone don't like him. He's your mirror. Look at him, why don't like him? He's loud, he's rude, he's arrogant. Am I like that? We do not look at anybody else except that to see, am I like that, am I not like that? Takhalluq. This akhlaq is also a branch. When these two come together, ilm and akhlaq, then that alim, meaning man of knowledge, has now truly feared Allah. Knowledge, to a great extent, the people of this country have been blessed. We are not ignorant. The end of Surah Fatiha, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Oh Allah, let me not be the one who's a stray ball. Ignorant. Many Christians in the world, they're so good, but they have been taken for a ride. In innocence they lost. But then they were Yahud. The Yahud knew the truth. What prevented them from accepting the truth? They had rotten character. Rotten. Either they were spoiled with jealousy or spoiled with the love of this world. Spoiled. The end of Surah Fatiha where we said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Let me not be ignorant and let me not be one on who Allah's anger falls. Who does anger fall? In class you have two boys. Both never do the work. One says, I never know. The teacher shouted, shouted. Say, couldn't you ask anyone? You were absent yesterday, you knew there'll be work. Couldn't you ask me? Ignorance. And the second one is rude. So why didn't you do your work? I'm not interested. If the teacher slaps, he'll slap us. Anger will fall on the one who got no character. Before it falls on the one who's ignorant. No character. Allah Tabarakala opened up both for us. Allah tabaraka taala said, Al-Islam mim dhalika al-kitab. That you needed knowledge, yea it is in your Quran. You needed character, yea it is in your Quran. From Quran we'll have to take both. Knowledge and takhalluq, character. And the whole Quran is this. It is knowledge and it is character. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as wahi entered him, that was knowledge. And as soon as he touched the heart, كان خلقه القرآن, his character would become Quran. Whatever the verse wanted was him. He now talked according to Quran. He looked according to Quran. This is called takhalluq. When me and you learn akhlaq, we hear the word akhlaq, character, good character. He says, I got very good character. Ask my neighbor. Ask my neighbor. Say, which neighbor? Say, Suzanne. Say, who? Say, whenever she needs anything from the shop, she'll tell you, I'm a very good neighbor. That's the only character we have. Character means this. Whatever verse of Quran came, whatever verse, ilm, as soon as it touched the heart, it became the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah said no, it was no. Allah said now do, it was done. It was akhlaq that broke what is called custom. It is akhlaq that broke what is called emotion. It is akhlaq that broke anger. Sahaba radiallahu anhu around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angry, someone would read Quran. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. As soon as he heard Quran, anger disappears. Allah never wanted it. I wanted to take revenge. Ma Allah said, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. If you can be patient and you can forgive, wow, that is something great. The khalluq, the first group who heard it, as soon as they heard it, it immediately became them. Greatest example at the time of the highest of emotion is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His daughter has been accused of a very evil act. But where others spoke about it, a person who he has been helping for so long, he also brought on his tongue the accusation. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realizes, and Allah tabarakallah reveals that Aisha radiallahu anhu is pure, a natural father's reaction, he says, I looked after you so long. You could not think about that when you took it on your tongue to speak about my daughter. So natural father's reaction, he says, now wallah, wallah, I will not help. Allah tabaraka reveals, wala ya'tali. The people of virtue should never take oaths that they will never help anyone. This is ilm. The people of virtue should never take oaths that they won't help anyone. Ala tuhibbun. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? This is ilm. Takhalluq, immediately to allow it to enter. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu runs outside. He says, Abu Bakr wishes that Allah must forgive him. He goes to his cousin. He says, I seek your forgiveness. I will now give you double that amount. It's called takhalluq. This was how the first group took it. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. It is only the people of knowledge who can truly fear Allah. The two things are needed, knowledge and takhalluq. We have to be ready. When we hear it, it becomes us. When we hear it, it becomes us. Then we say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This Quran is what you need. This Quran is what you need. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Ilm and akhlaq. But for ilm, you need ta'allum. You need to make an effort. Then the knowledge comes in. For akhlaq, you need takhalluq. You need to make an effort, then it comes in. It's not natural. No part of akhlaq is natural. We have to hear it, we have to understand it, we have to work on it. And how big is akhlaq? The whole Quran is akhlaq. Whole Quran. But I will only mention now one point. of this entire issue of akhlaq. One point. That point we feel going forward in this world of technology, especially when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that from the greatest agents of Dajjal are two. He said one is the people of riba, people of interest. Some scholars have explained it, what it means, the banking system. An international banking system operating on interest. They were going to create an entire web. So for this reason we tell a person is in debt. Then before this world changes very fast, somehow or the other pull out. And if you're not in debt, and if the bank offers you extra points on taking a credit card, and you also say, you know me, this is how the credit card works, end of the 30 days, I make sure I pay. And then you ask the person, you know, Maulanas don't even have credit cards. Because if a Maulana has, and it means my one friend, he got a job. Then he got another job. Then the mutawalli heard how much he's earning in the second job. He fired him from the first job. Asked like, why? He says, the mutawalli doesn't want the imam to earn more than him. How can a Maulana earn? So Maulana's not supposed to earn. So we won't even know what the credit card is, what the masala is. I won't even know. But I can tell you so much. If a bank just offers points for you to take a credit card, just extra points, few more rands. And when you heard the word, the agent is Ashabur Riba. The people of interest are the main agents of the Dajjal. The international banking system. Whenever they make an offer, don't see a smiling face. See the evil eye of the devil behind the face. That no one offers for nothing. The further we can pull away from interest, the more protected we are. International banking. But it's the second that I want to speak about. And then he said, and the prostitute. Well, baghaya. Baghiya. Baghaya. The prostitute. Which prostitute are we speaking about? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi wasn't speaking about a prostitute on the corner of one street. Said, on that street, they all did. Say, how much you charge? Is it 25 rand? What is that? Prostitute wasn't being spoken. Where you are speaking about the international man of interest, you are speaking about the international prostitute. Who is the international prostitute? It is a woman who, when she will show her body in a filthy manner, the whole world will look at it. The whole world. Hollywood brought about one example of that narration. Hollywood. Before that, people could never think, in front of a family, a filthy action will take place, and husband and wife will be looking at it, and the child will also be looking, and then the father will tell his son, close your eyes, close your eyes, and the boy closes eyes and peeps, and all three are happy. He never thought it was in a Muslim house, but it never ends. Poison never ends. So it's going to go worse. So what we feel in this next few years, where we say as we're going into the days and the trial becomes harder, we worried about the trial of war. In bayans we tell people, worry about the trial during peace. Because in war the body is made in pieces and the soul goes to Allah as a martyr. And in peace, the body remains, but the soul is shattered into pieces. It happens in peace. It is in the times of peace that a man can sit in the masjid in i'tikaf and he can watch a movie also. The time of peace. In the time of war, even if he's in a hotel, he'll be reading Quran. Even in the hotel, read Quran. In the time of peace, even in i'tikaf. What will take him out of that? It is called takhalluq. That I will hear a verse of my Quran, that is ilm, and I will allow it to seep within me immediately. That is called takhalluq. My Nabi was sent as a teacher, and he was sent to bring me to the highest levels of Islam. But if ever I hear ilm, And I say, but this one is al-haq. This one is not for me at the moment. One day, then maybe me and you are not dhalin, but we could be maghdoob alayhi. We're not ignorant anymore. Sometimes we're worse than the ignorant. We heard it, we understood it, and we said, not for me. So I'm going to read a few verses of Quran, translates, which is going to speak about this issue about how a man and a woman must relate with each other. Normally people would call it hijab, and that word, when people hear it, they get very scared. There's certain words that they say, I'm allergic to it. Allergic. Says, you know, my daughter, you know, she became an alima. I don't know which madrasa she studied, because they told her must break family ties. Say, very bad madrasa. What character she was. Now she's breaking family ties. She don't want to sit on the same table with a brother. She broke our family. Say, wow. That man, he got ill. Because even if we tell the man that, you know what, your daughter-in-law is not wrong. What she's saying is, Daddy, I married your son. I never married your sons. I married your son, not your son. So give me my place. You must look at all your daughters. Not everyone must look at all your daughters. But at that moment, the father-in-law, he hasn't got takhalluq. So even if he hears that knowledge, now you won't say you're ignorant anymore. Now he will say, get lost. Get lost. He says, my family never changes. He says, you're missing one thing, takhalluq. That as soon as it comes, every sahabi, as soon as it came, he said, sami'na wa ata'na. I never knew it before. I heard it immediately then. Immediately. It is that person who will be called Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Allah, I need you to put me on the path on who your favor fell. Who the favor falls on? A man who is not maghdoob alayhi, that Allah's anger doesn't fall on him. Allah's anger falls when there's no takhalluq. And the person is not ready to take it. And Allah's anger falls on ignorance. It must not happen that ignorance, because of the work of the ulama, the Jummah bayans, the work of tabligh, the mashayikh, i'tikaf, knowledge in South Africa is reaching levels. And today with AI, today with Google, knowledge has reached levels. Even AI doesn't lie a lot. It makes a lot of mistakes, doesn't lie a lot. Ask AI, does this girl have to make parda from that boy? AI will speak the truth. You say, according to the scholars, yes. Even AI will tell ilm. But takhalluq, takhalluq. Am I ready to accept that knowledge and my family must change? Or does custom rule over my family? So I will mention about this point. May Allah Ta'ala make it that after we hear it, in all our families, Islamic hijab enters. And it is not hijab restricted to my daughter wears parda, so other boys don't see her. But you will understand the issue of hijab, which means my girl and my boy, I and another woman, will never do an act that could create a feeling in the heart of any of us. We'll never do an act that could create a feeling in the heart of any. Because going forward, if this heart is not clean, there's no way we'll save ourselves from the trap of the jar. Murad Idris Khan Dehlavi rahimullah wrote a beautiful kitab on seerah. And everyone likes seerah. But whenever seerat comes with the, when it comes with the juicy points, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many wives. Then you see even the sleeping old uncle wakes up. But when it comes to the laws, then even the one awake say, I never heard what he said. What was that? So under the chapter of seerat, he brings the chapter of hijab. I will translate few points. May Allah Tabarakala make it beneficial for us. If it hasn't entered today, ilm falls on your ear. Allah make it as soon as this ilm, this takhalluq. Immediately the akhlaq comes into it. He says, hijab par ek ijmali nazar. Very quickly, let's look at the issue of hijab. He says, all the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, all the people of intelligence, all the people of whoever have something called ghayrat, self-possession, all of them have agreed that the worst act that could ever occur in any community is the act of zina. That we want. Even in the Western world, when the husband cheats, everyone says, how could you cheat? That they all understood. You can't cheat. Problem is, when it comes to preventing the cheating, say they don't. The young boy goes to school. First thing the teacher told him, sit next to Aisha. When we were small, we used to wonder, why can't I sit next to Muhammad and Zainab next to Aisha? They would say, no, boys are very naughty. So if you put a boy sitting next to the girl, then he and she will behave. I don't know what behavior they thought about. So that was their story. The boy will behave next to the girl. But wherever he behaved. That was in that era where the school was in the hand of an evil power. Allah then gave us the chance that today our schools are coming into our hands. In our communities we can create our own schools. We can put up our own ethos, Islamic ethos. But what breaks, what hurts the heart is whenever I travel and they tell me we put up our Muslim school, we put up this school. May Allah make it that it changes also. Whenever I enter it, what we were crying about, what the enemy had done in the past in their school, we found now when we opened the school, we did the same thing again. And when we ask, now can't we have complete segregation? It's very hard. Say, you tried, no. Why? Very hard. So hard it was to open the school. You climbed the mountain. Now you just needed to put the flag. You say, very hard. Say, is it very hard or you don't want it? Or you don't want it? Il, takhalluq, akhlaq. If we have our environment, we work towards this. Don't spoil the hearts of our children by letting a boy and a girl be so close to each other. In school and at home. Some will fight for the school, segregate. But when you bring them home, each day you see cousin playing in the swimming pool with cousin. You say, what's this? Hey, brother, sister. Say, my cousin, brother. Cousin, sister. Cousin, brother. Cousin, sister. Says, you fought there for separation. Why you don't build two swimming pools? Then you go in the house, you say, where they eating? You say, all eating outside in the garage. All. Why can't the woman eat in the other? House is small. You say, your house is bigger than the president of another country. But when it comes to hijab, everything is hard. Still, going forward, it needs takhalluq. Don't spoil our children by letting boys and girls be together so much that they start getting thoughts. Ayat of Quran, it says, when Allah Tabarakallah had to bring this about, if you tell a normal girl, she'll say, don't you dare tell me what to do. So Allah Tabarakallah did not tell the normal girl. He told the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I told your mother. If your mother was told to do it, the mother of the ummah, then you have to do it. Allah Tabarakallah commanded them, وَقَرَنَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ that I want you to remain in your houses. For the Azwaj al-Mutahharat it was, they would say, besides Hajj, we're not leaving our house. Meaning without need, they shouldn't be, I'm just going out. Why? Just to chill. Where are you going, Malchik? With who, my friend? The world is changing, and now we have to say it. May Allah not make it that we're traveling next time Ethiopian Airlines and we see a whole group of girls going for Umrah. You say, MashaAllah. And where's your husbands? They gone in Jamaat. They gone in Jamaat. We gone for Umrah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So when did you start traveling together? Everyone travels together. You know, in Saudi, they don't ask for the mahram anymore. He says, they never ask for the mahram, but what did Islam ask? You will travel in that train, you will see a train full of women. All of them will be making the journey to be able to make umrah. But what they must is ilm. That my Nabi didn't want me to come here alone. Even for umrah, he never wanted me. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ You stay at home. Meaning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to pass away. They would remain his wife till the ending. So if your husband can't accompany you, you stay at home. You stay at home. And when you want to go, you go with your husband. These are things in the masjid to say, but where else do you say it? When a boy would come and tell me that, you know what? What and what I did with who I did it. Then I would say, but like, where? He says, you know, on 21st December to the first week of January, on Durban beachfront, you find all the aunties. Then you say, and their husbands? You know, the husband's gone for umrah. He don't want to move with his wife. Say, you go for holiday. I'm going with my friends. We're going fishing. He went one fishing, she went for another fishing. He caught her, she caught him. How do you say it? That the takhalluq. The girl will say, you don't trust me. So Allah Tabarakala said, I won't tell you. I'll tell the mother. O wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay at home. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى And do not now expose yourself like how women expose themselves during the days of ignorance. وَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ If ever the need comes to talk, and the need for them would come to talk, if ever the need comes to talk, and the need would come to talk, لَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ Do not speak in a soft voice. Speak in a rough voice. Not very rough that you root. G. What? Who? Okay. That man who even was thinking of calling her something would realize besides Apa he can't call her anything else. She must answer like a Apa. Straight. Knock knock. Who's there? My husband is not here. Sorry. Finish. Not can I offer you a cup of tea? See, that auntie got good akhlaq. That auntie got rotten akhlaq. Allah Tabarakala told the wives of Nabi Muhammad, don't speak in a tone, فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ Because what happens if the man in whose heart the sickness starts getting desired for you? We're in a funny world where the woman say, tell the men to look down. And the men say, tell the woman mustn't dress up so smart. And both of them don't want to do what they're supposed to. The man supposed to look down. And the woman must not expose their beauty. If both do what they do, you will get a pure environment. But we're living in the time where the man will even be ready to wear sunglasses just so that no one can see the movement of his eye. This is called takhalluq akhlaq. Are you cheating? Are you cheating? Jo tu karta ta chup ke ahle jahan se Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, that what you do hiding from the people of this world, koi dekh raha hai tujhe aasman se. He says, remember from the heavens someone is watching. You cheating. Takhalluq akhlaq means this. My eye, my ear, my tongue, that ilm which I got, it must be me. I must hear what Allah wanted. I must see what Allah wanted. If the wrong comes, I drop. That's called akhlaq. When these two will come? Then Hazrat Maulana Idris gives some examples. He says, Allah Tabarakala wanted from me and you so much of caution that even in the matters of deen, a woman was told, you cannot give adhan and iqama. Why? The loud voice of the woman can create a problem. A woman was told, you can't be reading Salah loudly. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You must read it softly. She goes for Hajj. She was told, don't say Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. She must be quiet. A young girl, if someone makes salam to her, she must not reply to the salam. And if she makes salam, the man mustn't reply to the salam. She's young. And this is called takhalluq. Ilm, together what? Pull it in. Because today, wherever we go, it becomes so hard. Some of the women think the Mawlana, he's like Jibreel alayhi salam. That day you can drop all your prophets, all your veil, because Mawlana got no desire. One sheikh, the woman said, he's cool. She told her friend, he's cool. You can come ask him whatever you want, he's cool. Later on, alhamdulillah, that alim realized, but at that time when someone asked that alim, like, what's this like? That they even say you're cool. What? So he says, you know, you cannot be a sheikh unless your heart is clean. Once the heart gets clean, how can you even get desire? He said, you won't get desire. So now the woman can come in front, they're my daughters. You're my daughter. You're my granddaughter. You're my niece. Takhalluq. To be able to take it in. That even if someone is my daughter-in-law, even then I will only look in a manner which is appropriate. Even if she's my daughter-in-law. And if she's not, then it's zero. Before the laws of hijab comes, Aisha radiallahu anha is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asma radiallahu anha is her sister. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is like a brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the brother. The laws have still not come. Asma radiallahu anha comes in front. She has a little thin clothing on. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately looks away. He's like the father. The laws have not yet come. He says, "Oh Asma, it is not right that a girl reaches the age of bulugh and she now appears in front of a man. Only that which is allowed to be seen," and he points to the head, face, and the hands. He says, nothing else of your body should be seen. This was before the laws. Aisha radiallahu anha's brother's daughter, her niece, comes to visit her. She got a thin scarf. Aisha radiallahu anha snatches the scarf, tears the scarf, and then she takes a thick scarf and she says, wear this. This was called ilm and takhalluq. When Luqman alayhi salam in the ayat he read, said, "Oh my son, oh my son, oh my son, the time has come that me and you have to learn it and accept it. Ilm and takhalluq. How I dress, how I talk. How she dresses, how she talks." He says, even if you are standing by water, and in the water you see the reflection of a woman, then you will have to turn your gaze away. He says, after hearing that masala, you can easily understand the masala if you have to see a photo of a strange girl. If you're not allowed to see a reflection in water, and water doesn't catch it properly, where are we allowed to see it in the photo? Then there's a few others, but I will stop in that and we'll jump. Why I'm stopping on that one is that's the one I wanted to come to. Today when we're speaking about hijab, I am not only speaking about hijab from my cousin, hijab from my brother's wife, we are speaking about hijab now from the prostitute woman who are appearing on this gadget. That every time I press a button, whether it's Twitter, and there's a whole list of girls who can follow, I can follow. Then what I'm speaking about is that. Where Allah Tabarakallah told her, don't expose yourself. And Allah Tabarakala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Tell the believing men, يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ You look after your gaze and protect your private parts. This is called takhalluq. So if I press play immediately and YouTube comes out and the whole thing starts, then I already know what I'm doing is not right. That is why I always know before the wife comes, press delete. I know it. Hey, what am I saying? Takhalluq. Takhalluq. Has that ilm still not come into me? Allah, make it come into me. Because going further, this heart will become the heart of a hypocrite if the food of this heart is spoiled. And it is this gadget that is spoiling everyone. It is the music and it is the pictures. It is the music and it is the pictures. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimullah said, the king when attacked by the enemy, he said to his people, don't worry, lock the fort. Lock the fort. He said, now they're very protected. Problem. The enemy knew where the sources of water were. The water was coming from outside the castle. So all they needed to do was either stop the water or poison the water. Stopping is even less harmful than poisoning it. When you throw the poison, that same water goes in. Now the enemy doesn't have to get in the fort. The water will kill everyone in the fort. We have a few places we closed ourselves up from shaitan and dajjal. We protected ourselves so well. The man said, you know me, I'm going to the mountains, running from dajjal. He said, Mubarak. He said, but the connection there is strong. He said, what connection? He said, satellite connection. He says, what happens if he poisons the water? Then he won't get there. He don't need to get there. Because the water itself will kill him. He says, they poison the water. Water reaches my heart through my eyes. Shaitan has poisoned that entire world of pictures. Water reaches my heart through my ear. The devil has poisoned it all through music. Musical instruments everywhere. Even on a Muslim's phone, when the phone rings, ring, ring. Ring, ring down too simple. It has to be musical. Must be musical. Must be musical. Say, I don't listen to music. But why can't you have dee dee dee, beep, beep, beep? Why must it be musical? Spoils the water through my ear. We got the eye, we got the ear, and the last is the tongue. Food. He took the industry. Forget doubtful. He took it to that level where I don't think that thing could be halal in any way. Through my 3 points, he poisoned my water. As the thing enters, the heart now gets poisoned. That devil doesn't need to reach the heart. The water reaching the heart already killed my heart. When the heart is dead, then when the Dajjal will show himself, a dead heart will never see the truth. A dead heart will never see the truth. May Allah tabarakala allow me and you. Ilm brings the khayr. There's a lot to learn before the future. Lot. But it can only help knowledge if immediately it comes. Immediately. Now is the time to spend time with mashayikh. Now is the time to go out in jamaat. Go out for the purpose of spending time with the one who spent time. To go into the khanqahs. To go to a madrasa and say, can I spend just 1 week in the madrasa? Just 1 week. Now is the time to learn akhlaq. Because akhlaq is the thing and ilm. Ilm and takhalluq will make me the one who Allah favored. One who Allah favored will be protected. One who got no knowledge. Or one who knows but can't accept. Those two are in major problems. And that one, that first one who can't accept, is in a bigger problem than the one second. May Allah tabarakala make me and you. And anta alayhim, those who you favored. Not from maghdoob alayhim, those who you angry with. Not from balin, those who are ignorant. Whatever we learn, as we learn it, il takhalluq, allow it to seep. Go in my families, change. My heart becomes pure, their heart becomes pure in a pure environment. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءِ Nabi Muhammad said, the day modesty will leave you. فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ Now go do what you want. Meaning now nothing will benefit you. The day modesty will leave you. When a person watches a movie, you say you lost your modesty. When a person watches porn, you say, فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ That this narration means you. Haya has now left. Haya is left. Fasna ma shita means now you think walk to the devil also walk. Because I don't think anything will be able to pull you back. But he never wanted it, man. He's trying to say you need to get back, get your haya back. Get your modesty back. And how? Akhlaq bit takhalluq. You'll have to make an effort for it. No one's going to be born pure. You will have to make an effort. And finally, I'll end on this. As we make that effort, and then you start seeing results. When we see results, don't fall for the trap that now I'm hooked. Because in this walk to Almighty Allah, a man can slip right at the ending. Until the ending, carry on walking. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimullah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned the second example he would give. He said the hunter went out and he found a snake that had hibernated. Snake. So when the snake goes into that hibernation, it sheds its skin and the skin lays there and the snake like dead. Winter. The snake is dead, like dead. The hunter was thrilled. What will the people of the village say if I show them what I caught? But he never caught it. He found it like dead. He thought it's dead. So he takes the snake and he puts it on his shoulders. And he walks with it into the village. As walking, the sun is also rising. These were masters of the past, how they explained it. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, when the heat of the sun started penetrating through the body of cold, it only needed heat to wake up the snake. It only needed heat. The people in front could easily run. What about the man who had the snake on his neck? So what mistake he made. He thought a sleeping snake was a dead snake. As Rakim Sahib would then say, sometimes the man comes to the khanqah. Sometimes he goes in i'tikaf. He reaches good level. He went in 4 months, he came back. Now the turban is on his head. Now everyone is saying, Mauli Sahib, they say, give the bayan. Now Thursday night is his platform. He's got a dead snake. Like a dead snake. When you ask him, how are you? He said, now I'm okay. No one is okay. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي Yusuf alayhi salam, how are you? He said, I will never trust my nafs. This is called takhalluq. So the man now comes back. He said, all that desire is gone. In the past, I used to look at all the salty pictures. Now I only look at BBC News. Why? That reporter don't look smart also. And I got no feeling really. I just look. Now I'm only watching sports. I got no feeling anymore. Before I used to watch tennis, women's tennis. Now I watch cricket. Say men cricket, then men, women. But I don't have desire. Why? A sleeping snake is not a dead snake. I took it back. I brought it in my life. And at night I'm just watching what? Halal stuff. But you just need a little heat. Just a little. My wife fell pregnant. The baby was born. I said, Mawlana, make dua, make tahmeed. Allah must give me a pious child. Then the wife went home to her mother's house. And I was sitting with the phone on. I'm supposed to be reading 5 paras Quran for my new child. So
Mawlana make dua, Allah give me a blessed child, Allah give me this child, Allah give me. I'm supposed to be doing that.
I'm not watching reading Quran, I'm watching movies. I'm watching movies. But I got no feeling. Sleep. And then the heat just comes back. And it was on me. And the man sees one chat, follow me. And he sends one message and five messages. And at the ending, before the child could even come home, a marriage was broken. What happened? The sleeping snake is not a dead snake. We will walk on this path to Allah, worrying at every step. And whenever we slip, knowledge demands taqalluq. As soon as I remember, as soon as I realize, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. When shaitan bites you, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. You realize immediately, say Allah, please save me. Pull back again. Try again. Pull back again. Try again. تخلق. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me and you pure. The eye pure, the ear pure, the tongue pure, the heart pure. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with ilm and the ability to practice on that ilm. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين.